I'm Christine Dean, and this is the virtual homegrown edition of Live from Studio A. And, you know, we just could not let homegrown go by. Of course, homegrown has been canceled this year. The in-person homegrown has been canceled this year because of COVID-19, and everybody wants to stay safe, and we want to be around for next homegrown. But of course, we're all pretty sad about it. There will be a lot of virtual events going on that we'll be letting you know about on KUMD. And we decided, you know what, we're going to do one thing that we're pretty sad about is that several bands were scheduled to release albums around this time and are now not able to do their release shows. And I thought, you know what, let's have those bands do virtual sessions with us the week of what would have been homegrown. So our first guests who are helping us try out this the new recording from home system, the recording from home version of Live from Studio A, are Dance Attic. Hello, Jimmy and Susie.
Hey, hey.
Hello, Christine.
So I'm in my house. I think you're in Jimmy's house, right?
We are.
Surrounded by guitars.
I know, my accordion's a little intimidated with all these guitars all around us.
So Susie Ludwig and Jimmy Cooper are Dance Attic. And how long have you two been playing together now?
Since 2014. So how long is that?
6 years. Six years. And you were just about to release your second album. So what did you decide to do about that release? I think it was a couple weekends ago it was supposed to come out.
It has been postponed for now, and we're just kind of in a pattern waiting to kind of see what develops. And
we did do a virtual live stream the day of our CD release party would have been, but we will do an official one once we can all get back together again.
Yeah, and we posted that on our Facebook. You can watch it. We played through the whole album.
And what's the album called?
Living for Today.
That's what I thought. All right, and it's your second album, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to have you play. We're going to kind of do a shortened version while we work out the kinks of this virtual live from Studio A. So I'm just going to have you play a couple of tunes, if that works, right?
Okay.
Sounds great.
And then we're going to hear a cut from that album. So what do you want to start with here?
Which one do you feel like?
Do You Live With a Bear, that's on the album.
Okay, yeah, this is one on the album.
Every day just like a
I'm going to guess that one's called I'm Living with a Bear.
Yes.
Good job. Good guess.
And was that inspired by an actual bear?
A metaphorical actual bear, yes.
Okay. I thought maybe you had a bear prowling around your cabin, mm-hmm. Susie. And
well, since we've sung this song, I found out that I'm not the only person that used to live with a bear. So.
Oh, okay.
And a fun thing about that song is we have a video coming up for that by Dave Mealing. He actually came to our place and set it up and did a nice little music video
for the Homegrown Video Show, which I'm not sure what's going to happen.
We're not sure when that's going to be released exactly, but keep your eyes out for that.
Nice. Well, that's great. Well, and Dave is scheduled to be our Friday guest, so I'll have to ask him about that. So tell me about making this album. Did you do it yourselves, or where did you do it?
Yes, we did it ourselves, the same way we did the first album, Cabin Fever. We recorded it at Susie's place on our own, but this time we handed it over to Tom Fadjance to do the mixing and mastering. So last time we used Max Molesky for the first album, but we thought we'd try Tom and see how things go. But the recording process was much the same.
Oh, okay. So. And did you just have a bunch of songs saved up? You just had them ready to go?
Oh, yeah. We got just kind of added them up, and then we got enough to record and went for it. So,
is that what you two do in your spare time together, is write songs?
Pretty much. Although, interesting thing about this album is it's more collaborative. The first album was more like, you know, I had a bunch of songs and Susie had some songs. But this time we co-written them. Like Living with a Bear is definitely co-written.
Yep.
And Susie had a chorus for a long time. She was just humming it around the house and I heard it and I was like, that's perfect, you know?
Oh, nice.
So then we decided to complete it. And there's a couple other songs like that that we just kind of wrote together.
And this is kind of the first time that you've been doing that for this album?
Yeah, I don't know if that happens so much on the first album.
A little bit on the first album, but we're doing it more now. We have good collaborators.
Yeah, we're kind of like John Lennon and Paul McCartney, I guess.
okay, but here's but who's who? Who's who, Jimmy?
Well, Paul was the pretty one, so I think that's Susie.
Well, that's a good way to resolve that, because you know who it's such a that's a debate, like which one was better.
I'm thinking about maybe I'm Ringo. I don't know.
There are worse things than being Ringo, I would say. Well, I've been enjoying your live streams that you've been doing. So as well as many musicians at this time, you've been doing some fun live stuff, sometimes from Susie's sauna.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sauna, not sauna.
It took me years to learn how to say it properly, and now I make a point of saying it properly. So those are a lot of fun, although I hear that, Susie, the internet isn't quite as stable at your house, so.
Yeah, usually I think the sound is about two songs behind the movement or ahead. I'm not sure which way, but yeah, it's not great internet.
And no. Sometimes you're in costumes, sometimes you're in your pajamas.
We've been trying to do fun themes, the pajama party and dance contest.
Dance contest is fun too. Mm-hmm. Norton won that one easily. If you would like to see the winner, the grandchild, Norton, won that one.
Oh.
And it's posted on our Facebook. He is dancing crazy.
Well, and speaking of your grandchild, Susie, and one thing I enjoyed that you did was you did a cover of your son-in-law's band, Fearless Moral Inventory, which I never, completely different spectrums of music, and it totally worked. I thought that was fantastic.
It was a lot of fun, yes.
Do you ever do that one as part of your show now?
We will be doing it for the first time tonight at Bent Paddle, actually.
Great. Okay, and when we say tonight, we mean last Saturday, because we are pre-recording this. So hopefully that stream will still be online by the time this airs on Monday. So
it should be on Bent Paddle's YouTube channel, I'm sure.
Okay, but so now is Fearless Moral Inventory going to copy one of your songs?
We hope so.
Because I would like to see. Or hear. I guess I should say hear. Yeah.
We'd have to give him a good chance and let him play one in a minor key.
Are there any polkas on the new album?
Are there? Oh, yes, there are. Cupola Criminals, yes.
More? A sequel to the Cupola song?
No, this is the Cupola song.
Oh, you didn't have that one recorded already? How did I miss that?
Nope, we've had that song for a while, but it's been recorded now for the new album.
Oh, okay.
We do have a new polka that we haven't yet recorded. It'll be on the next album we can play.
Oh, okay, great.
Yes, if you want to hear it, look all the way into the future.
Ooh, looking into the future. Hopefully it will involve all of us leaving our homes again.
Yes.
All right, well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to play next?
This one is, it's got a disclaimer built right into it. It's called the Oops, Oopsie Polka. So if we mess up, you won't know. Are we ready?
You bet. Go for it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I forgot. I'm singing, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
1, 2, 3, 4. I played the polka long across the land. Never missed a note, very sure of hand. Until one day, I got such a thrill. She hit the dance floor and my heart went still. And it's oopsie-doopsie, I played her wrong.
Banging on there. What is that?
I'm not telling.
All right. I'll watch the live streams and see if I can figure it out.
It's my tambourine.
Oh, okay. So thanks so much for doing this and for being the guinea pigs here and the first people to do this. What are you going to miss about Homegrown this year? And Susie, I want to ask you a question. Like, you have like a real respectable job. And so do you usually take time off for Homegrown so that you can do stuff and perform? Or do you just take, you know, what do you do usually?
Every year I promise myself I'm going to take the week off. And every year I'm too busy and I can't take time off. So I just burn candle at both ends and make it happen. And it's so much fun every year.
And I'm seeing that you were scheduled. So when I just kind of glanced at the schedule when I was booking these virtual live from Studio A's, and I saw you were on Monday. Well, then in going back, I realized that you were on the shuttle.
Yes.
You weren't doing an actual regular show. You were scheduled to be on the shuttle on Monday, and then you had another show, and It was supposed to be Craft District Night, and so it was going to be the Minnesota Whitewater Rafting Shuttle, which would have been just delightful.
I think we were on twice. We were on the shuttle, and then we were at Clyde.
Yeah, so on Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, it's so disappointing to not be able to play that.
And I would have been playing with Woodblind also and Father Hennepin. We both playing with Father Hennepin. And
wow.
What else am I forgetting?
So,
I don't know. So it's been a busy week. Oh, the accordion. Palmy Harrington.
What?
Palmy Harrington has a Palmer Fest accordion festival every year, the same weekend as Homegrown.
Oh, okay.
And it's two solid days of international accordion players.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to be in an accordion band with 40 accordions and a guitar.
Yeah, and there's the reverse of what's happening today. I was outnumbered by accordions.
Wow, well, that's. Have you done that before in past years?
We did it last year for the first time. It was so much fun.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Accordion Museum. I just cannot believe that I have not made it over there.
Oh, yeah. We'll get in touch and we'll go together.
So
they're not a dime a dozen.
Definitely not. Well, thank you so much. So I'm going to roll the credits here, and then we're going to hear one from the actual album. We're going to hear the title track, Living for Today. Thanks again, Jimmy and Susie and of Dance Attic. And so this is going to air on Monday. Do you have on the top of your head what you have planned after that, or should people just look for your Facebook, follow you on Facebook, and see what you're up to as far as live streaming?
I would just stay on top of us with Facebook. We keep everything kind of announced there, and we tend to create events for the sauna sessions. So did I say that good enough? Sauna? I don't know. I've got California relatives, so I don't know how to pronounce it. but yeah, we do most everything through Facebook. So.
All right. So just search for Dance Attic there on Facebook. Thank you so much. This was so much fun. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Christine. We miss everybody and hope everybody has a happy Homegrown virtually.
Today's virtual Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, Chris Harwood, and Kirk Kirsten, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To listen to past sessions or to see upcoming guests, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.
Prime working overtime, and you think about your future. Someday you're gonna have a ball, but for now it's work and no fun at all. Before you know it, you're growing old. You've always done what you've been told, but now you're too old. Don't get around much anymore. That's why I'm time, chasing nickels, chasing dimes, just living for today, yeah, living for today. Well, I said, I'd just rather live my life today. The corporate ladder that you try to climb, well, it's never satisfying. Just when you think you're gonna drop, you climb some more, but you can't reach the top. You make more money and you pile it high. Yeah, you're saving it all until the day you die. And then you buy a coffin, the best that money can buy. But I'm just living for today. Chasing nickels, chasing dimes, and just living for today, yeah, living for today. Well, I said I'd just rather live my life today. just living for today, yeah. Living for today. Well, I'm not wasting all of my time chasing nickels, chasing dimes. Just living for today, yeah. Living for today. Well, I said I'd just rather live my life today. Well, I said I'd just rather.